Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, fuel prices are set to increase as the cut in excise duty ends at midnight tonight. Over €108 million was to be spent in Donegal on a number of older services buildings. It includes progress on major projects in Letterkenny and Ballyshannon and works to bring other units into compliance with HICWA standards. We hear from a delegation from Letterkenny Chamber, which met with Donegal's five TDs at Leinster House in Dublin earlier today. And the Health Minister claims there's a whispering campaign around Letterkenny University Hospital. Stephen Donnelly made his comments in the Dáil. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the fuel prices that are set to increase as a cut in excise duty ends at midnight tonight. Diesel prices will rise by 5 cent a litre. Petrol prices will go up by 6 cent a litre. It comes as Carzone found 45% of people are using more public transport because of the rising cost of fuel. It also found more people want to go hybrid or electric in the future. Enthu leader Padraig Tobin says families are being kicked to the ground because of this latest fuel increase.
It does not make sense that in the middle of this cost of living crisis, when people are being pushed to the pin or the collar, when they're in arrears on bills, that the government is seeking to make it harder for them just to survive. And we call for the government to absolutely not to proceed with this increase in excise duty on petrol and diesel.
Over €108 million is to be spent in Donegal on a number of older people's services buildings. It includes progress on major community hospital projects in Letterkenny and Ballyshannon and works to bring units in other areas into compliance with HICWA standards. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
A number of projects in Donegal have been included in the HSE's capital development programme. €58.6 million has been approved to progress a 110-bed community nursing unit in Letterkenny, while €4.24 million will be spent on projects to ensure Carndonagh Community Hospital is HICWA compliant. Likewise, €6.14 million has been allocated to proceed to tender to bring Falkara Community Nursing Unit to HICWA compliance. And €4.33 million has been set aside to ensure HICWA compliance at the existing Buncrana Community Nursing Unit. In Lifford, €50,000 will fund a site and feasibility study to allow for a full capital submission. €3.67 million will allow for final payments for works at Dunloe Community Hospital, and the remaining €31.65 million has been approved for the 80-bed Ballyshannon Community Nursing Unit, which is almost complete.
A delegation from Letterkenny Chamber met with Donegal's five TDs at Leinster House today. Chamber says it was an opportunity to put forward the views of its 300 members directly to Minister Charlie McConlogue and to Deputies Piers Doherty, Joe McHugh, Padraig McLaughlin and Thomas Pringle. Chamber President Fionnuala Rabbitt says the delegates briefed the TDs on a number of issues, including transport, infrastructure and hospitality. It says they're issues that affect businesses in Letterkenny and in Donegal.
We had some very positive feedback from the representatives with regard to some funding that is coming down the road, but also their support of the issues that we're facing and the need for a special look to be given to Donegal. Issues such as housing, infrastructure, skills, hospitality, even down to just retaining talent. If you take something like housing, you know, we have so many things that are impacting housing in Donegal, even more than in other counties. I mean, first of all, you have the national housing crisis, which obviously Donegal is impacted by, but then you have the Mica issue. But then we also have the lack of long-term rentals, with a lot of short-term rentals, particularly at this time of year. And we've had many of our members coming to us saying that they've offered jobs to people from outside the county or people who are wanting to return home to Donegal who are living abroad and in other places. And they've been unable to fill those positions because the people haven't been able to find housing.
In terms of infrastructure and transport infrastructure in particular, the big discussion for years now has been the Bonnaghy link, that second bridge over the Swilly. Did that come up for discussion today?
Yes, it did, of course. That's always something that comes up and something that we bring up all the time. The heading for funding that they're looking for is the 10T, and the 10T is moving forward, and we're very hopeful that by the end of the year, early into the new year, we might actually be able to see some more solid plans. We also talked to them about the A5, the possibility of looking at rail, and then finally even looking at air. You find service that Donegal Airport gives, but can be difficult for the people of Letterkenny to avail of. And there was a lot of conversation about that as well.
Letterkenny Chamber President Fionnuala Rabbitt speaking to us there after meetings with Donegal's five TDs in Leinster House. More on that and photographs on our website, highlandradio.com. The implementation of the revised defective concrete block scheme has been delayed again. It was previously expected that the scheme would be published this week. It's now been pushed back to June 14th. In an update from the MICA Action Group, they say following a meeting between officials from the Department of Housing and Donegal County Council, they've now been advised further engagement is required. It's also believed the requirement for a certificate of compliance with building regulations, as stated in an amendment, has now been retracted. Detectives in Derry are appealing for information following reports of an aggravated burglary at a residential premises in the Ardnabrochy area of Drumahoe. Detectives say just before 11:30 last night, it was reported that two masked men entered a house in the area. One of the men was armed with a hammer. A man in his 40s was assaulted during the incident. The two men then left the house empty-handed and made off in a small black-coloured car. The man was taken to hospital for treatment to his injuries to the knee and hand. Inquiries are continuing to establish the circumstances surrounding the incident. Police urging anyone with information or who saw anything suspicious to come forward. The Health Minister has claimed there's a whispering campaign around Letterkenny University Hospital. Donegal Deputy Pádraig McLaughlin told the Dáil that Minister Stephen Donnelly must be aware that people in Donegal are sick and tired of the neglect of the hospital. He called on the Minister to intervene following the recent resignation of two consultant endocrinologists. Minister Donnelly told Deputy McLaughlin there is no truth to the suggestion that the hospital is being downgraded.
I have a suspicion that there is a bit of a whispering campaign going on in relation to Letterkenny Hospital. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know where it's coming from. Well, then maybe you are involved in the campaign. I want to be...
Enlighten you if you want.
I want to be absolutely clear to everybody in Donegal. This government is investing and growing Letterkenny Hospital. And for some reason, there are people putting it about that Letterkenny Hospital is being downgraded. I want to be absolutely unequivocal. And the facts back this up. We are investing in Letterkenny Hospital. We are growing Letterkenny Hospital. And we are investing in both hospital services and community services in Donegal. I have personally opened several primary care centres in Donegal. And to the second point you raised, Deputy, thank you. Letterkenny has really struggled to hire consultants in certain specialties. I met with the senior HR team just yesterday. And we discussed Letterkenny in particular. They have taken a targeted approach to recruitment in Donegal, and the initial results are very positive.
Minister Stephen Donnelly there speaking in the Dáil. The manager of the Donegal Domestic Violence Service has welcomed the publication of an independent review into domestic murders and feminicide, but says much more work needs to be done. The study was published by the Department of Justice after an examination of incidents of feminicide and violent deaths caused by partners or ex-partners between 2000 and 2018. Pregnant women or new mothers were found to be most likely to die at the hands of their partner or former partner. The report recommends a new agency to support victims, improved education on the issues, better training for those most likely to encounter victims, and a CSO study on the prevalence of domestic and intimate partner violence in this country. Dr. Mary Hainsworth told today's 9 till noon show that the circumstances leading to such deaths need to be established.
What it's looked at is, it has kind of, I mean, a big focus of it has kind of gone into what the needs of families are. And it would be, you know, I suppose maybe beyond the remit of this report, but it's certainly what domestic homicide reviews need to do is look at what were the factors leading up to these events. Because obviously for every family that's bereaved, you know, they would much prefer that the work had been put in and not allowed this situation to come to bear. So that's what the purpose of domestic homicides are about. And I'm not sure where the recommendation is at the moment in terms of how that should be pursued and to make sure that we're learning from this. It does talk about risk assessment, but we can't work with risk assessment until we actually know what it is that we need to be assessing for risk on. So there's a lot of work yet to be done. And this report is maybe just outlining the different areas of work. And I imagine different sections of different areas are going to have to take on certain different recommendations.
Dr. Mary Hainsworth there. The Duhurry Development Committee has taken a decision to install CCTV cameras at various locations around the village. It's in response to the number of incidents of vandalism and serious fly tipping in the area. There's been damage on a number of occasions. Most recently, a welcome stone at the Corkscrew was broken with what appears to have been a sledgehammer. In a statement, the Duhurry Development Group says those who show such disrespect for the village and perform these atrocious acts deserve nothing more than to be held to account for their actions. They're warning anyone caught on camera will be dealt with according to the law. The Labour Party is calling on the government to follow Britain's lead by banning no-fault evictions. Opposition parties are maintaining pressure on the coalition over the housing crisis. Labour leader Ivana Bacic says even the Conservative Party in the UK wants to protect renters.
Or at least match the ambition of the British Conservative Party and adopt policies to end no-fault evictions. Do you accept that successive homelessness and eviction data published since the end of March have shown that government was wrong to lift the ban? And will you accept our call at least to reinstate a temporary ban until homelessness rates reduce for four consecutive months?
Donegal County Council is being urged to make representations to the Department of Housing to ensure that all housing schemes are being availed of. Councillor Gary Doherty says with the affordability crisis worsening, responsibility lies with the local authority to outline to the department the urgent need for the local authority affordable purchase scheme and LDA cost rental scheme to be extended and rolled out in Donegal. He says as it stands, we have a situation where the department is laying the blame at the council's door and vice versa.
Well, one of the qualifying criteria within these schemes is that the local authorities must demonstrate that there is an affordability challenge within their area, and currently there are 18 local authorities across Ireland which are considered by government to have this affordability challenge, and unfortunately Donegal is not yet included in the scheme, and that's why I proposed the motion at the council meeting, as I firmly believe that we here in Donegal meet the affordability challenge. People are telling us every day of the difficulties that they're experiencing getting an affordable home due to the extortionate cost of everything at present. And I think it's incumbent on both Donegal County Council and the department to work together, because the department is blaming Donegal County Council for a lack of action, and Donegal County Council likewise is saying that there needs to be more from the department. So I'm saying that we need to be meeting somewhere there in the middle and making sure that there is a solution out there for people who can't afford the extortionate prices that they're currently facing at the moment, and that these schemes, which are being rolled out elsewhere in Ireland, should be now rolled out in Donegal also.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time on Highland Radio, 60 minutes past five. Time for sports news. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with European football, and Jose Mourinho will bid to win the Europa League with a third different club this evening. He leads his Roma side into battle with tournament specialist Sevilla. The Spanish outfit are attempting to win the Europa League for the fifth time in the last decade. There's an 8 o'clock start there to the final in Budapest tonight. Diego Dalot has signed a new contract at Manchester United, keeping him at Old Trafford until 2028. While Brentford have signed goalkeeper Mark Flecken from Freiburg ahead of the expected departure this summer of David Raya. And up in Scotland, Aidan McGeady is among the players who have been released by Hibernian following the expiry of their contracts. The former Republic of Ireland winger suffered a season-ending injury back in March. Two Gaelic games. Donegal assistant manager Paddy Bradley isn't buying into Derry not firing on all cylinders after their Ulster success. Derry drew their All-Ireland opener with Monaghan, while Donegal topped the group after a round one victory away in Clare. This Sunday, Donegal will host the Ulster champions in their home game of the series. Bradley expected the Derry-Monaghan game to pan out the way it did.
Look, I think people are jumping the gun a wee bit. There probably was always going to be a wee bit of a lull in their performance, given the fact that they probably had 2 or 3 days celebrating after the Ulster title, and the fact that Monaghan are coming in fresh, waiting in the wings. It's very, very hard to beat a team twice in the championship, so Monaghan would have been smarting after obviously the beating of Oma in the Ulster semi-final. So for me, everything was pointing towards, you know, a positive performance for Monaghan for that game. So look, Derry, you know, just, you know, knowing the calibre of the players they have, knowing the character of the boys in the change room, they'll be disappointed. Obviously they didn't win that game at the weekend, and they'll be targeting 2 points in Ballybuffet. But as I said, look, Ballybuffet generally, Donegal have a very, very good record there. from experience, having played there Sunday championship football, the white heat of battle, it's a hostile enough environment for anybody to come to. So I would hope that the Donegal crowd come out and support the team in full force at the weekend, because we're going to need everybody.
And there's more from Paddy Bradley on our website, highlandradio.com. By the way, that game on Sunday throws in at 4 o'clock. We will have the build-up from 3:30 and the full match live here on Highland, and of course online on highlandradio.com as well. Well, it's also a big weekend for the Donegal hurlers, who play Wicklow in the Nicky Rackard hurling final at Croke Park on Saturday. That game will also be live here on Highland, as from the 3 o'clock start. The sides have met each other three times already this year, with Donegal beating Wicklow in the league semi-final. The winner on Saturday will get the cup and will also be promoted to the Christy Ring competition next season. Danny Cullen knows it's going to take a huge effort if he and Donegal are to win the All-Ireland for a fourth time.
It's just going to have to be a serious effort. Even thinking about it now, you're kind of exhausted even thinking what you want to do. But it's just going to have to really, every man dig deep and just put empty it, like, and just put everything out there, and just hopefully break of the ball goes our way, and hopefully we can keep the goals out and keep it tight at the back, and just a few of the boys go well in the forwards, like, and that's it. But it's just going to be a huge effort, like, and we'll just still worry about that and come Saturday morning.
The Croke Park review in Donegal GAA is to be concluded by today. A team from GAA headquarters, headed up by Director General Tom Ryan, has spent the past 6 weeks investigating the handling of a number of issues within the county, including the head of academy and the selection of the senior manager. The findings of the review process, which covers financing, coaching and governance, is expected this week, but it could be next Tuesday at the county committee meeting when the clubs are informed. Portlaoise is the venue for tonight's Electric Ireland Leinster Minor football final. Defending champions Dublin play Kildare in a repeat of last year's provincial decider. That one starts at 7:30. In tennis, the French sports minister has said Novak Djokovic's message about Kosovo must not be repeated. The Serb wrote, "Kosovo is the heart of Serbia. Stop the violence," on a camera lens after his first round win at the French Open. The International Tennis Federation has not opened a disciplinary case. Djokovic returned to centre court today, where he will take on Martin Fucsovics in the second round this evening. Carlos Alcaraz is also in action today. The top seed plays Toro Daniel. Well, 2017 women's champion Yelena Ostapenko is the latest seed to fall. The Latvian lost in three sets earlier today to Peyton Stearns. 100 days before the Rugby World Cup starts, and Rhys Webb has quit playing international rugby for Wales. The scrum half's joined his Ospreys teammates Alwyn Jones and Justin Tipperick by announcing a surprise retirement from playing for his country, despite being named in a training squad. Webb says an opportunity to play abroad has influenced his decision. Finally, in horse racing, 11 horses have been declared for the Epsom Oaks, which start on Friday. The market leader is Aidan O'Brien's trained Save the Last Dance. And that's your sport for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. A Donegal County Councillor says efforts must be made to lower the cost of recycling. Councillor Patrick McGowan, the Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranraer Municipal District, says people should be rewarded for recycling and not penalised. The draft National Waste Management Plan for a Circular Economy is set to go out for public consultation. It's intended to accelerate the transition where materials remain in use for longer. Councillor McGowan says it's also vital that the pay-as-you-go scheme remains in place.
I think it's very, very important, and something that we fought for quite a few years ago, that we retain the pay-as-you-go. So if you put out your bin once a week, once a month, once or whatever, like, that's it. That's encouraging people to reduce. A lot of people now put out a brown bin, say, once a month. They make big efforts to reduce. So we shouldn't be making it harder for them by saying you have to go pay by weight.
Biodiversity projects in Donegal are to benefit from funding of over €80,000. Funding from the local Biodiversity Action Fund has been allocated to five projects in the county. They are the Birds Habitat Project, Phase 2 of a Wetland Survey, the Monitoring of Birds on Tory Island, the Native Woodlands of Donegal Illustrated Book, and for Invasive Alien Species Management and Dune Management Works at Marble Hill. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has told the though, that inequality is the crisis that underpins all others, with earnings in Donegal the lowest in the country, according to the CSO. W. Thomas Springall said the government must prioritise people at the bottom of income distribution. He told Taoiseach Leo Varadkar that reciting figures won't change the reality of the situation. Well, Leo Varadkar said he doesn't accept that Ireland is doing as badly as Deputy Pringle has been claiming.
Deputy, I accept that the country has a lot of problems, and we've a lot of work still to do as a government, and there'll always be work to do, no matter who's in government. But I don't accept your premise, Deputy, that we're doing so badly. This is a country that has full employment.
The PSNI carried out searches in Derry earlier today, seizing suspected counterfeit goods. The searches were conducted with support of tactical support group colleagues, according to the PSNI. A number of items were seized, including suspected counterfeit clothes and jewellery. Cash was also seized. Police are urging anyone with information about the sale and supply of suspected counterfeit goods to come forward, saying if the price seems too good to be true, that's probably because it is. They say it's not a victimless crime, and they're asking people to think about where the profits are going before they purchase counterfeit items. There are calls for an assistant heritage officer to be recruited in Donegal. Councillor Barry Sweeney, who chairs the Heritage Forum, says the abundance of heritage in Donegal more than warrants an additional heritage officer. Donegal County Council says it's hopeful that as part of the new heritage plan, funding will be found for such a position. Councillor Sweeney says it's vital that the role is filled to ensure that no heritage funding is lost.
The problem now is this, you know, with additional funding that's out there for heritage-based projects, and with, you know, I suppose on foot it's the success of Donegal's heritage, there's a huge workload placed on one person, and it's come to a point where, you know, where we have to choose between projects, and basically in some cases actually say no to a project and say no to funding.
Weather forecast: dry and sunny this evening in light to moderate east to northeast breezes. Tonight, dry and mostly clear with isolated shallow fog patches. Lows of 6 to 11 degrees Celsius. Light northeast or variable breezes. Tomorrow, mostly sunny but some patchy cloud may build. Highs of 19 to 24 degrees Celsius on Thursday. Light to moderate east to northeast breezes. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock in the interim. Have a very good evening. Looking now, before we go, at the closing headlines for this Wednesday evening. Fuel prices will increase as a cut in excise duty ends at midnight tonight. Diesel prices go up by 5 cent, petrol prices by 6 cent. Over 108 million euros to be spent in Donegal on a number of older people services buildings. It includes progress on major community hospitals in Letterkenny and Ballyshannon, plus works to bring units in other areas into compliance with HICWA standards. And a delegation from Letterkenny Chamber met with Donegal's five TDs at Leinster House today. Chambers say they have the opportunity to put forward the views of its 300 members directly to Minister Charlie McConlogue and Deputies Pearse Doherty, Joe McHugh, Patrick McLaughlin and Thomas Pringle. They say they briefed the TDs on a number of key issues affecting businesses in Letterkenny and Donegal itself. As we say, back with news again at 6. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday, the 31st of May. The death has occurred in her 106th year of Rosie Keeney, name Adelaide, late of Parkview House Care Home, Castledurg, formerly of Hawthorne Park, Castledurg. Reposing at Lynch's Funeral Home. The funeral home will be open from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock this evening for anyone wishing to pay their respects. Removal from the funeral home tomorrow afternoon at 2:45, arriving at St Patrick's Church, Castledurg, at 3 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass will be celebrated on Friday at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Mary Herity, née Bradley, Castle Park, Buncrana. Remains reposing at her residence. Removal from there on Friday morning at 9:30, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. The service can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or McLaughlin and McLaughlin Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Danny Melly, Farragon's Letchimica Ward. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Bridget's Church, Letchimica Ward, with interment afterwards in the old cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the intensive care unit at Kilkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Sean Madlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Alice Brew, Nae McHugh, Old Cartran, Sligo, late of Frosses, Donegal. Reposing at Sean Feely's funeral home, Cartran Cross, Sligo, from 7:30 tomorrow evening. Removal at 8:30 to St Joseph's Church, Ballytivnan, Sligo. Mass of the Resurrection at 2:30 on Friday afternoon, with burial following in Sligo Cemetery. The funeral mass will be live-streamed on churchtv.ie. The family home is private, please. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to Northwest Hospice Fund or the Irish Heart Foundation, care of Sean Feely's funeral home, Sligo. The death has taken place of Stephen Montgomery, Ballymore, Dunfanaghy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service in the family home at Ballymore on Friday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Ballymore Graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Sharon Duggan, née Anderson, Doon New Mills. Remains reposing at her late residence, which is private, please. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon to Conwell Parish Church, Letterkenny, for service at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Gortley Cemetery. The funeral service can be viewed live on Charlie McLafferty, funeral director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Charlie McLafferty, funeral director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.